Jackson Flick back with you, joined now by Coach Tyler Herbstreit. We're talking Riverside boys basketball. The Cyclones are 5-7 on the season. Have had three games since last we visited with the coach, including two games finishing out the McLeod tournament last week, and both wins, Coach. Had to feel good to get a couple W's finishing out the tournament. You beat McLeod 63-48 and then topped Maranatha 60-47 on Saturday. So two pretty good wins and certainly some pretty good offensive nights in those final two games at McLeod for your team, huh?
Yeah, I thought against McLeod we probably could have played a little bit better there down the stretch, but I did get some guys in off the bench that, you know, hadn't played much varsity, so I was kind of glad to get some kids that have been working hard all year in that fourth quarter against McLeod. And then Saturday against Maranatha, honestly, I felt like that was probably one of the best games we've played all year. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well from the three-point line or the free throw line, but as far as our defensive intensity, our, you know, when we executed our offense pretty well during that game. But I was just really glad that how we came out and played kind of in a fifth and sixth place game on a early Saturday. It seemed like we just kind of wanted to come out and make sure we got a win, and that's what we did.
Todrick Duncan's had a good season, but really stepped up with a couple huge games to make the all-tournament team last week. I think he told me 24 points, 11 boards against McLeod, 32 points, 15 rebounds against Maranatha. So obviously you'd like to see more of that, but that's a couple pretty good back-to-back games for him.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the most impressive thing is when kids score that many points, you know, I think he scored 32 points, but it was a pretty efficient 32 points. You know, I think it was off of 15 of 20 shooting. So it's not like he's taking a bunch of shots and you know, the rest of the points we seem to score all kind of seem to come through them, whether he's dishing it to them or kicking out for open shots. So he gets a lot of attention from the other team's defense and does a really good job setting our other kids up to score as well.
Last night, back in action, a makeup game against Holton in the Big 7 League, ended up falling 53-38, but final score a little bit deceiving. I mean, it was a crazy game because you were down 12-0 and battled back, got it to within a point there just before halftime and even competing through the third quarter, but game kind of got away late, I guess. What did you feel like was the difference in that game?
Yeah, we kind of did get stalled there on 30 points after we fought back in pretty hard, and honestly, I wasn't overly disappointed at the end of the game with the kids because, you know, I felt like what I was disappointed is our man-to-man defense has been pretty solid, and we had pretty good spurts where, you know, they weren't getting open, they were running their offense, we were getting through screens. You know, we didn't give up a bunch of second-chance points on the glass, and, you know, we kept them off the free-throw line. You know, I was just really disappointed because, I mean, not disappointed, but they have Lears and Turner such good defensive on the ball guys. They just kind of took us out of our game plan defensively, and they seemed to get a ton of steals for layups. So, I mean, my biggest disappointment was, you know, we really didn't give our defense a chance to just get back and play defense because we just gave up too many layups and easy baskets. So I think, you know, maybe next time around when we play Holton, if we can figure out a way to take care of the basketball around the perimeter a little bit better, then, you know, maybe give us a little better shot. But, you know, there's three or four really tough teams in the Big 7 that are going to do those exact same things to us down the stretch. So we've got to, you know, get into practice and figure out how to handle the basketball around the perimeter a little bit better.
Double round robin, as you mentioned, will come through again with all the Big 7 League teams. One more non-conference game left, and that is this Friday at Axtell. That game will be broadcast live on 103.9 KNZA. Best of luck Friday night in that game, Coach, and we'll look forward to chatting again next week.
All right, thank you, Justin.
Tyler Herbstreit, head coach of the Cyclones. The Riverside Locker Room Chats brought to you by Euler Law Office and by Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joseph.